Nick, how closely did you work with Thomas Dimitroff, and what types of things did you learn from him?
Yeah, Tom and I, we had a great relationship, and we still have a good relationship. I think one of the things that I learned from Thomas is he's a great communicator, and he's a great manager of people. And he had a way about him where he could handle the staff, where if something needed to be communicated, he was able to do that in a clear and articulate fashion. So, I mean, I have a lot of respect for Tom, what he's been able to do with the organization. I mean, he took a club that was sort of at the bottom, and last year they turned it around and, you know, winning the division and making the playoffs. So, I mean, I think everything that Thomas has done, he's earned, and he's a smart football man. He has a great personality, a great demeanor, and, you know, he kind of went into a little bit of a firestorm, and I think he handled it probably as well as anybody could deal with it. So, I mean, I have a lot of respect for Tom, and, you know, he was probably, you know, along with Scott, I would say that Tom and I had probably as close a relationship as anybody, you know, through the years. He kind of taught me the ropes. Matter of fact, my first kind of time on the road, he and I spent quite a bit of time together. So I have nothing but respect for Thomas and, you know, look forward to seeing him here this weekend.
Nick, how much work have you and Jason done on Derek Brooks, if any?
Well, I think there's a lot of players that we look at this time of the year, players that have been in camp, players that were on clubs who have played in the preseason or have been released. So, you know, we're constantly evaluating those players on a day-to-day basis, and, you know, we're doing our homework, and whenever we feel that the situation is right for us to do something, then we'll go ahead and move forward on it. But I'd say it's ongoing. You know, each day you're looking at different players to see if there's somebody that fits what you do or that maybe you want to bring in just to do a little bit more investigative work on, spend a little more time with on an individual basis. So I'd say that there's nothing specific to Derek. I'd say there's a large pool of players that are out there, that there's a continual evaluation, and that, you know, the dialogue is ongoing internally.
Nick, is anything imminent at this point, or are you in a bit of a holding pattern after watching the team's performance Sunday?
And I think where we are today is where we are with the club. I mean, I wouldn't say that, you know, I can't, like, speaking specifically here today, I think our focus is really on the Falcons. I mean, I'm kind of actually going back and forth here today in some of the offensive game plan meetings and then bouncing back upstairs to take care of some things that are personnel related. So I'd say that the process is ongoing, whether it's today, tomorrow, this week, the following week. So I really can't put a timetable on it, but, you know, whenever it's most appropriate, then, you know, we'll address it at that time.
Nick, obviously you're not going out and looking just for guys to play special teams, but what stands out for you when you're scouting a guy that makes you say, you know what, I think he would be a good fit for us when it comes to playing special teams?
Well, I think you're really looking at their skill set and some of the components. Like, I take Sam as a good example, you know, what he's been able to do since he's been here. But you're looking for his level of toughness, his level of competitiveness, a degree of playing speed. Because a lot of those special teams players that are playing in the league, you see some common traits, and I would say those three or four are probably pretty similar. So the reality is it's tough because a lot of players, for example, the seniors especially, who may be starting at their respective positions, whether it's receiver, defensive back, linebacker, they maybe aren't as playing as much in the kicking game. So really you're looking at how they play on their respective sides of the ball, and then you sort of have to be able to project how that's going to be in the kicking game. So I would say there's a component of playing strength, playing speed, toughness, competitiveness, and some of those size speed players might fall into that category as well.
Nick, when you look at a guy like Sam and the situation you guys have been at the last 2 weeks in receiver with only four active, is there thoughts of putting him out there on offense to play receiver, or if you don't want to take away from what he does on special teams?
Well, when we go to the game, obviously Sam has a role in the kicking game, but also Sam has a role offensively. And, you know, during the course of the week, he practices, he takes repetition, so Sam is prepared. He's ready to go. So if there's an opportunity for us to put him in the game, or if we feel that we need to put him in the game for a handful of plays or however many plays it might be, we have the utmost confidence in Sam and in what he's able to do offensively. So obviously his role in the kicking game is significant, but I think there's some other players that, you know, they play on special teams, but then they have a role on offense or defense, whatever that might be. So whoever goes to the game, they have to be prepared on special teams and on offensive defense, whatever their respective sides of the ball, because you never know when their opportunity is going to arise, and they have to make sure that they're prepared. And I think as a coaching staff and as an organization in general, we're confident that if we put somebody in the game, that we feel that he's going to be able to perform his job and function well.
So offensively, you guys haven't felt like you've been limited the last couple of weeks having four receivers drafted and the fourth guy being Sam, who's the special teams captain. That hasn't affected game planning or play calling at all?
No, we realize there's only so many players that we can go to the game with on a week-to-week basis. So we've gone with four. Sometimes we've gone with five. So we've gone to the game with four receivers, and we felt confident in Sam. If he had to go into the game, then he'd be able to play and play well. So we haven't felt that there's been any sort of limitations with the game.
Nick, are you disappointed at all, with where Terrence Wheatley is at this point? I mean, he was drafted in the second round a year ago, and, I mean, you guys probably had hopes that he could be a starter. Are you at all disappointed, or do you more look at it like at the corner you take a bunch of guys, you took Will Height in the fourth round, some turn out and some don't. Is that kind of more your philosophy on that?
Well, I think in Terrence's situation, we drafted him. There were quite a few things that we saw that we liked, and it's been unfortunate, but last year he had the injury, and I think when he actually was injured in the Indianapolis game, he was starting to play and perform, well. I mean, that was probably his best game. So we went to training camp, and he had a good camp, and then unfortunately he got dinged up there a little bit with the knee in the Washington game. So, I mean, Terrence is a smart guy. He works hard. He's got good playing speed. He has good quickness. He's smart. He's tough. So when his opportunity arises, he'll be prepared. And, he's working himself back. And when he's healthy and when we feel that he's ready, then he'll be out there.
Take a final question for Nick.
Nick, how much work, if at all, did you do on Matt Ryan coming out of the draft? And what are your thoughts on what he has put together down there in Atlanta in short time?
Yeah, with a situation like that, our situation, the quarterback, we knew what that was going in, but you still evaluate those players this way. You kind of know where the market is, and you sort of maybe figure out from a draft planning perspective where there's a need and such. But I think Matt's proven in the short time that he's a capable player. I think he's tough. He's smart. He has a good arm. He makes good decisions with the ball, and I think a lot of their success is attributable to what he did last year, along with some of the other players they have offensively, and Michael Turner and Roddy White, and this year with Gonzalez. So, I mean, I think Matt is a good player. He had a good rookie year, and it looks to me, based on the first two games, that he's been able to build on that performance. And, we realize we're going to have our hands full here on Sunday with Matt and really the entire Falcons offense.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Nick.